build up a spiritual house. The scripture which went in my mind once I was thinking about this subject was taken from 1 Peter, 2nd chapter and 1 to 5, which reads, "Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as a newborn babies, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming us unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also, as a living stones, are building up a spiritual house, and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Lively stones, building up spiritual house." In our short thoughts today, we will consider a few points out of that scripture. First, who's that task for? Who should build it? Who Peter is talking to? Another point, what to do to fulfill that commandment, we would say, of building this up, that task of building up the spiritual house, the holy priesthood, and spiritual sacrifices which are pleasing to God. And one of the very important questions in here would be how to build it, because we would like to fulfill that. This task, brethren, is part of the high calling, which is very, very important subject in those for whom Jesus Christ's ransom and offer on the cross is dear. But high calling is such a wide aspect that probably would be a separate subject to talk about. But let's read 1 Corinthians, 1st chapter and 9 verse. 1 Corinthians, 1st chapter and 9 verse. It says, "God is faithful, through whom we were called into the fellowship of his Son Jesus Christ, our Lord." Calling into the fellowship with the Lord Jesus. But the fellowship with the Lord Jesus is through fellowship also with those who are following his footprints. And this is not just a fellowship once a while when we are surrounded with that pleasant atmosphere under such a wonderful conventions like this one. This is the fellowship with everyone who is following that narrow way. This is the fellowship with every brother and sister. The fellowship with ecclesia, and need of fellowship with those who serve the Lord, because we are called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. It is a big privilege to be a part of this convention, and big privilege to serve him, and big privilege to interact with those, as we already heard the scriptures earlier, who are running to be a kings and priests in that one subject. So let's consider, who is this task for? Who should build a spiritual house? Well, this is not an easy task. This is not something which is taken very lightly. So maybe we should think about that task would be for elders and pilgrims. Overall, we are choosing them, and these are the ones who are preparing the lessons. Those who are served with the preparation of that spiritual food. And the in our building, in our ecclesias, we are choosing them every year. Not like in other denominations, in other gatherings, where in some cases this position is forever. And where the priest or bishop is infallible. And whatever they said, you cannot discuss. We are in the fellowship in ecclesias, in our ecclesias, where we are studying together and we are considering the words they are talking to us. So yes, well, it is for elders and pilgrims, but is it only? Well, how about the deacons? Well, we're choosing them. And those are appointed to other works, to serve, either help with the study or help around the tables or help with other works. Well, they are building. They are building this. They are coming in. They may be in some bigger classes. I know that sometimes there was a class where there were 7 deacons and 12 elders. Very nice numbers. But, well, in most cases nowadays, we don't have that luxury. But deacons are chosen to appoint, they are appointed to do other works. So we may say, yes, though, this is a task for the deacons as well. They are also building up that house. How about everybody who is consecrated? All brothers and sisters. Brethren, those who declare to follow the Lord, they need to build as well. How can we build? Well, if we are not chosen by the class to lead the study, we are not chosen to do anything. So isn't it good enough if we will just come in and sit down and enjoy? I think we should work even harder. We should do it by bringing the psalm, bringing the hymn, bringing testimony, and bringing the encouragement and edifying of each other. This is a very important part to build that spiritual house. So maybe we covered everybody. I have 2 more. Youth and children. I think they have a part in the building as well. They have appreciation. By appreciation to other brethren, by willingly helping, by looking forward to learn, to help, to appreciate the lessons, and to support other brethren and sisters. Especially, I remember once I was very young, the very, very old sister said that she's so rejoicing seeing the young people around. So they do have a part in the building of that house. And you probably are guessing the next point. Who else is responsible for building that spiritual house? Everyone who is attending the meeting. And we'll go over that point a little bit later to see that this responsibility of building up is for everyone. Apostle Paul is showing us the structure of how we can structure ourselves, how can we gather the team to build that house. Ephesians 11 to 16 we read, "And he gave some to be apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers." Quite a group. "For the perfecting of the saints unto the work of ministering, unto building up the body of Christ." Everybody is there up to building up that body. "Till we attain unto the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto full grown men, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men in craftiness after the wiles of error, but speaking truth in love, we may grow up in all things into Him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying who? Each other? No. Unto edifying of itself in love. This is, brethren, task for everyone. Everyone has part in bringing up this atmosphere and bringing up those lessons and making, being responsible of building up that house by unity in faith, one faith and believing in one God. And everyone speaking truth with love. Brethren, this is not only a task for elders, which sometimes we put there a name as a leader. I think out of that word leader, we should mean only the one who is leading the study, because we know who is our leader, the Jesus Christ. But not only this warning, speaking truth with love, is for those who are leading the study or saying the discourse. This is a task for everyone. Asking the questions, giving the answers, presenting our own opinion. This is our responsibility to do it with love, to cause the good spirit, good feeling, and showing the love through our answers, our questions. Whole body fitly joined together. Joints in the building. How important are joints in the building? I remember in probably 60s, 70s, back in Poland, they were building the houses very fast. They're bringing a big pieces of the building and quickly, boom, one wall. And then they were growing really fast. Everybody was so excited. And you know what's the problem right now? They are afraid that it will fall apart because of the joints. So those big parts are as good as those joints. So the whole body has to be fitly joined together by love. Sincere in love. No love, no good joints between the stones. Giving others a spiritual food and encouragements, doing it for others. We read it. We are doing edification to whom? We read it in the scriptures, edifying of itself. So by edifying, doing those good things to others, we are receiving it in ourselves. We are doing it also, not only, I say something nice and good for somebody. It's also firing back on me. I'm doing it good to myself. I'm also edifying myself. So this is kind of very nice two ways of working on that. And very important doctrine in that scripture, doctrine teaching, is not to be tossed to and fro and carried about every wind of doctrine and teaching. Scientists and others, we are living in the world that we have to have new. Once I was putting those words together, one hymn was in my head all over and all over. Tell me the old story. But we are coming, we're in the world where we are excited about the scientists, we are excited about the science and everything, and we are constantly searching for something new. Not only in the ideas, but also in the other things. New things are coming up. Although an older thing is still good, people want to have something new. So we have that old book, our Word of God, which survived so many years, and it's still good, still new, and still fresh for us. And we have to choose who will we believe, and are we drawn into those winds? Are we listening to those and step by step, we are carried on by those new winds, which after a few years, they are changing back to and fro. There is no one direction there. So, being careful and not to be tossed here and there, how to fulfill that need of building it? And how do we build it? Well, the first thing, if you are doing the building, and I know that there are a few here who are building in their lives, is to plan it. There is a saying which was brought to me from one of the teachers at school that failing to plan is planning to fail. If we don't have a plan, it's a simple plan for failure. And this is nothing new. Again, somebody says something and if we'll quote some scriptures from the Bible, we realize that it's nothing new. Already we have a scripture for that. And we knew that God has his plan. And his plan even before foundation of the world. In Ephesians 1:4 we read, he chooses us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blemish before him in love. God had a plan. One of the very known brother, he put that plan together and showed it to us. Brother Charles showed the plan of the ages. And we can learn from that and picture it very nicely for us so we know that God had a plan before the foundation of the world. 1 Peter 1:18-20, we read, knowing that ye were redeemed, bought, and purchased, not with corruptible things, with the silver and gold materials, from your vain manner of life handed down from your fathers, but with the precious blood as of a lamb without spot, even the blood of Christ, who was foreknown indeed before the foundation of the world, but was manifested at the end of times for your sake. God had already the plan before he started. He had everything lined up. We should look for those instructions. But where to look at those instructions? We need those plans. We need the blueprints of that building and of this house. And we have examples how David did it. He gathered all the materials. He wants to build a house for the Lord. And he did it. He put all the plans, blueprints for his son, for Solomon, and let him build it. And we have this plan, those blueprints, in the scriptures as we read it. So, first, we have to lay the good foundations. We all know the story which our Lord said, the proverb about the house on the sand versus rock. It is in Matthew 7, chapter 24 to 27. We will not read those verses, they are very well known. And we know what happened. No matter how beautiful house you build, no matter how precious stones you do, if you don't build it on the good ground, on the good foundations, it will fall sooner or later and you will lose everything. So, what is that fundament? Let's look at our blueprints. Let's turn on our blueprints chart into the page of Ephesians 2:20. Being built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the chief cornerstone. Wow, we have a good foundations. We have a good ground. Let's build on it. Don't look at anything else. Don't look at any other foundations because it will fall down. But Jesus Christ, he is that cornerstone. And we can look at it as well in the matter of the foundations and the cornerstone on the pyramid as well, how everything is nicely aligning to that chief stone on the top. But how to do it? And again, not a new question. The same question was asked to St. Peter from Acts 2:37. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and the rest of apostles, brethren, what shall we do? they didn't know. And we want to know as well. And what they did, again, it's in the blueprints. Acts 2:42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' teachings and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and the prayers. We have an answer, brethren. Let's follow that plan steadfastly in apostles' teachings, because they teach nothing but the Jesus crucified. We should take care of one of another. 1 Corinthians 12:25-27, we read that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care of another. And whether one member suffered, the all members suffered with it. Or one member is honored, all members rejoice with it. Now, ye are the body of Christ, and severally member thereof. We should feel one of another. We should look at that every single part of the body is suffering once one is suffering. The example of a cut on your hand or something, if something happens, eyes are quickly looking for help, voice is crying for help, another hand is trying to help in that, and feet are running out to help it. That's how we should do it in our family, in our classes. All right, brethren, so we have a plan. We have those blueprints, but what should we use to build it? What kind of materials? What are we feeding ourselves? 1 Corinthians 3:9-16. For we are God's fellow workers, your God husbandry, God building, according to the grace of God which was given unto me as wise master builder. I laid foundation and another buildeth thereon. But let each man take heed, how do we build it thereon? For other foundations can no man lay that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. But if any man buildeth on the foundation gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, stubble, each man's work shall be made manifest, for the day that shall declare it, because it is revealed in fire. And the fire itself shall prove each man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work shall abide with the build thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, the shall suffer the loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as through fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Be careful, brethren, what we are building on. We have to build on this fundament. And what materials we use? Are we using the precious, expensive, good quality, or something we got on sale? Something which is spare? We found it somewhere else. We don't have to do, we don't know what to do with the time. Okay, let's go on the meeting then. Well, precious. Precious is something which is costing us something. Our work. What do we feed ourselves and others? Did you ever experience a food which was so good, looking so nice? It was served so well. You had it, you go home, and you had horrible stomach ache. We have to be careful. We should know what we can eat and what's good for us. We should know what teachings and where we are buying our food. It may look beautiful, but not as good as that, we would say nowadays, organic food. So I'll take that thing, but that thing may not be good for our spiritual life. Brethren, who are we listening to? Other people, those who are highly trained or highly educated, or the Lord? Who is on the first and foremost place in our life? God? His love, or others? Those people who are trying to put the Bible on the side. Which opinion will last? We have many examples. Another aspect of feeding is what do we feed ourselves and what do we feed others? Many times we are coming to the meeting or convention and we see some sisters bringing such a nice treat for us. Nice piece of cake or so. It's so nice. It's so good. So what do we bring the spiritually to every meeting? Not on the wonderful conventions, to our on every meeting we have. Are we there? We are bringing what kind of spirit we are bringing? Is it something what we build each other or destroy one another? We are showing glory of our God? Or are we seeing other higher than ourselves? 1 Corinthians 14:26, we are reading part of the verse, let all things be done unto edifying. What did they bring today? How others will go home? And in what spirit will go home? What they will be talking in the car? What they will be talking afternoon and evenings? It will be rejoicing, or they will be really sad? In what spirit, brethren? Apostle Paul is teaching also us how should we behave in Ephesians 4, chapter 29 to 32, which is saying, let no corrupt speech proceed of your mouth, but such as good thing, good for edifying, as they need may be, that ye may give a grace to them that hear. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, in whom ye were sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and railing be put away from you with malice, and be kind of to one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, even as God also in Christ forgave you. Forgives us our sins as should we finish our prayer? We forgive our debtors. That's in the prayer, brethren. We have those scriptures in 1 Timothy 1:4-6, which are telling us what should we focus and what should we avoid. We should love and faith important. Love and faith is so important not to turn aside and turn aside to vain talking, which is saying 1 Timothy 1:4-6, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies which minister questions rather than a godly edifying which is in faith. So do. Now the end of commandment is charity out of pure heart and of the God conscious and of faith unfeigned, from which some having swerved have turned aside unto vain talking. We have to be careful how we will structure our studies, how we are talking, what's our response to the questions. How are we building? Brethren, James 1:19 is saying, ye know this, my beloved brethren, but let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to work. Did you ever think how we are created? Why do we have 2 ears and 1 mouth? Why not the other way around? We need to hear, listen. And that's really some kind of hard for me as well. Even if I'm leading the study, sometimes some brother starts a very nice and good thought and I'm already, I want to add this, I want to add that. No, well, hold on. 1 mouth. Right? Let's listen to another. Let's listen to what another brother has to say. And fitting the stones. We are running out of time a little bit, but I would like to mention this, that stones need to be fitted. And in the pyramid, they were fitted before they put everything together. Nowadays, nobody is crafting the house fresh to by force, or nobody is cutting them out on the side. They have to be seasoned. The stones need to be grinded and polished. Often comes that grinding from the gross ones. Let's be those beautiful polished stones, brethren. Not the hammer and the chisel to do it. And brethren, we are not a cornerstone. We are not a fundament. Nobody has to fit us. We have to fit into the building. Brethren, in ending, I would like to emphasize how important is the ecclesia there. In Ephesians 3, chapter 10, verse, we read, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold of wisdom of God. Where is it revealed? Where God is revealing his mysteries, his things he would like to tell us. Verse 203, I am amongst you. We need, brethren, each other. Let's, brethren, have this opportunity to study and understand important teachings. I don't know what was the reason of Thomas, why Thomas was not there once our Lord showed up. But he was not there. He missed that. How big impact it had on him. I will not believe until I'll see. But he was not there. He missed the meeting. I think maybe that was a different things. But we often have a different reasons to not be in the meetings. And the reasons are really valid. But we should do everything we can to be at the meetings. To be at the ecclesias. Because we don't want to miss the Lord. So the study of opportunity, understanding important teachings are by fellowship of God's people, and God's mysteries are revealed to those who love God and love brethren. So summarizing, this is very important to think and to remember who's this task for. Everybody. Everybody has equal responsibility to come in and bring that good spirit and that building materials, that gold, and everything to the class. How to build it? Following the blueprints. Having it done on the good ground, good foundations. Stones, high quality stones. Way of building, not to hurt other builders. Remember the signs in the construction? Safety first. Let's not hurt each other. It's needed. We need to be chastened. We need to be fitted. But let's not be that hammer and the chisel. Rather, we should edify, encourage, and help them. And then there's a time of finishing inside. Adding all the beautiful things to decorate the house. Edify and encourage love to look at the spirit to cause pleasant feelings, not the sad feelings. Gold, precious gold, is done in the big fire. And this is what was promised to us going through those fire trials. I really would like to encourage you to listen to two discourses from the New York Convention 2016 of Brother Rick Suraci. Excellent discourse about refining of gold. Once you heat it up to the temperature of melting, there is a fire on top which is burning all those dirty things out of that metal to have it pure. But if you heat it too much, it's not going to be a good quality. And the one who is doing it, he knows what temperature has to be. And this is what it was written, that it's not going to be more than we can handle. It's very difficult. But after this is burned, then the gold is reflecting the face of the one who is refining that gold. I encourage you to listen to that beautiful thoughts of Father Rick. Brethren, I would like to end with a scripture from Matthew 25 and 21. I would like you to be that excellent builder. And I would like as well to be amongst those who are putting the good connections between those stones. And the words from Matthew 25, 21 is from our Lord, which I wish we all hear. Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over the few things. I will set thee over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. May the Lord add his blessings.